Hymn 179, please stand. 179. This is the season of funny church day names. We have three Sundays that end with Gezima, and we are told in these Sundays that we are supposed to now be looking forward to Easter. It's part of our preparation time for Easter. Many years ago, the season of Lent was established as a time of instruction. It was the time in which the new in faith were to be prepared for their Easter baptism. As the centuries passed, it became a time of reconciliation for those who had been cast out of the Christian community because of manifest sin, and even later it became a time of profound meditation on the suffering and death of Christ. These three Sundays prepare the way for that time of instruction. Sometimes, in the Lutheran tradition especially, we look at them and we talk about them as the three sola Sundays. Sola, the word for alone, grace alone, faith alone, and Scripture alone. And the gospel lessons for those Sundays seem to uphold those themes. Now, those are the three solas, but really, to understand how the solas work, we have to know that there are actually five of them. And I'm going to call on three volunteers right now, and I see them right here in the front row. So, Logan and Jacob and Grace, would you come up here, please?
Thank you. And of course, we have a ton of hymns that sing of these things. In fact, if they don't sing of these things, they shouldn't be in our hymnal. Let's turn next to hymn number 229. And as we sing this hymn, you'll be able to, I hope, visualize how each of these parts of that living diagram fits together in the context of what it is to be a living and breathing Christian. And remember, every time you think of the breath at the end of a phrase coming stronger than you just stop, everybody will stop being pathetic.
Thank you.